Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to be with you this evening. Not only as a way shower and a teacher, but as the example of divine light in a light body. I know many of you reference yourself in a light body because of my presence with you. And this is by design. I will show you the way to fully experience what I experienced in light body after the crucifixion, in my resurrection, because I set those templates, I set the seeding for you to follow me and create what you are creating now. It was intended long ago when I walked the earth as Yeshua that this second iteration of the light templates would be brought forth by a group of masters. And that are, those are you. You provide the pathway now that I could not provide because of the culture of the day and the denseness of the earth. So you have come to help me now co-create with you a resurrection, your resurrection into light, and humans' resurrection into their Christed nature. When the light packets were placed within your Sacred Heart Center and within your heart chakra, as well as the activations of certain DNA strands, this changed your consciousness and your awareness of self as divine. It was a crucial awakening for you and a crucial awakening for all humans because you were charged with carrying these light templates in stability. If you remember, at the very first conference, Metatron told you this, that you would be co-creating this, the stability of fifth dimension in a physical form within the human body. And it is transpiring now. You can see this, you feel it, you know it, and you have become much more conscious of what lies ahead. I know many of you doubted when Metatron said that you would hold that stability of fifth dimension in your body. Many of you doubted yourself and your abilities. All that has changed. The filter that was placed on your heart and in your Sacred Heart Center as the dimensions declined within humans and within the planet itself, those filters have been removed with the second iteration of the light templates. And your ability and resolve to experience yourself as love. The Sacred Heart opened its consciousness to a greater degree because of the amplifications of that seventh dimensional light template. So the consciousness now within your Sacred Heart is a much more expanded consciousness. The wisdom that you're able to hear from your soul, the wisdom and the love and the knowledge that you can now draw from your soul spirit, the spirit that you were created to be at the very beginning as a master of light. What is a master of light? You might think or ask. A master of light is a being who possesses the light of source in its perfection and distributes it in that perfection to all, whether embodied or not. Because you are a master of light, you hold that integrity of the Christed light, which is the pure essence of that source light. You hold it within your consciousness, the consciousness of your spirit. And then it is transmitted through your soul into your consciousness and then into your body, where it is transmitted to other humans in its perfection and in stability. This is the course of action that you have chosen when you took on this embodiment. And Metatron has talked to you about that in the last conference. I don't think he used those exact words, Master of Light. But that, dear ones, is who you are. That consciousness is in your Sacred Heart Center, which has been opened and amplified by the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template and the presence of that light packet that was placed there some time ago. That consciousness allows you to know yourself as light body, to feel yourself as that master of light in a light body. You change the morphic field in your energetic system. And that morphic field around your etheric body, so your physical body could begin to draw the consciousness through the light body, through the Sacred Heart, into your physical body. Be aware, Master of Light. This is the progression that you are creating for yourself and for all humans embodied on planet Earth. You have a big job to do, and you have done it so well. The power of that stability of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates that have been amplified by the second iteration influx of light energy in its perfection will continue for the next 2 to 3 years We are not finished here, dear ones. There are more light packets to be activated and further DNA strands to be also activated. You must be aware that we will not go beyond the sixth and seventh DNA strands because of the focus that you and this group must project. And if we take you beyond that seventh DNA strand, you cannot be effective in the seeding of these light templates into the consciousness of all humans. I know many of you are disappointed as I say that to you, but don't be. You knew that ahead of time when you took this embodiment, that this is where you had to be focused for your gift to be received as it was intended. You knew you couldn't be an effective transmitter if you were fully manifesting your mastery. You knew you couldn't start at that 12th dimensional level, that you had to start at ground zero, where the collective of humanity was being prepared. They were being prepared to receive your group, to receive you. These are the things that we must attend to together at that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional level. In this way, you benefit also. You benefit as well as all humans. You begin to awaken your memory codes of who you are. And you are creating a pathway that was not open since the decline. We will move you along and elevate your ascension process and elevate your consciousness. We will attend to your needs, dear ones. Never doubt that. We will attend to your needs as an individual as well as a group. The codes of wisdom will become active through the possession of certain light packets and further expressions as you use the triadic system. This is a very precise, proficient, energetic pathway to your ascension. Never forget that. Be encouraged by this second iteration of these light templates that you are receiving in ease and grace. These iterations are open channels for amplifying the DNA strands that will be put in play by these light channels and that can be used by the group for service as well as for the individual. These light templates will raise the frequency of each individual in ease. So this is how you benefit, your light quotient, as you sit in light body and in this fifth dimensional body, will be raised and amplified substantially. The quiet reflective time is so beneficial to you at a personal level. When we join together in the crucible, when you return from your quiet voyage, the crucible will benefit by a new amplification that has taken place in each of you individually in the time of quiet. Many times when I walked the earth as Yeshua, I was required to go into seclusion in the desert in quiet reflection, so I could remember my divinity in its full expression. This is what it takes for you also. Many times, Master Kutumi, who I have been with many times in your teaching, also was called into seclusion so that he could remember and ascend from that lifetime. So remember this. This is an opportunity to enhance and amplify and remember the fullness of your divinity. And we were here to support you. We encourage you to write in your journal and to document your experience in light body. You know that temple of transformation that Metatron talks about, or that Anuradha talks about, not only brings up any residual distortions in your energetic system, in your consciousness, but it also brings up these memory codes. It also brings up your awareness. It's not hidden from you who you are. It's not, your light is not hidden. So it gets manifested in your day-to-day life. So it's important for you to notice these things. And when you notice them, write it down. It makes it more real, more physical, if you document it. And then when you read your journal, there is great remembrances that manifest from what you have written. So with that, dear ones, I would like to stop now and invite you to have an open discussion with me. Ask any questions relating to what we've been talking about, or questions about teachings that have been on your mind. And if you would like, I can answer, or Metatron can answer.